And the On the Road series continues today on the road. Interminable roads. The roads go ever on and on. But ignore the noise of the cars in the background. Here we are in today's DAF, DAF Lamed Zion. And we are holding with Tanya, Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. So we're getting back now. We finished the story of Kriyas Yamsov. And we are almost two-thirds of the way down. It's like three lines up from two-thirds of the way down. We're going back now to the sugya of the brachas and kolos of Agrizim and Harival. Tanya Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Something is very funny about the way the psukim write the brachas and kolos of Agrizim and Harival. If Shalomar Levi Lamata. On the one hand, you can't really say that Shevet Levi was with the Orein beneath the two mountains on the bottom, which is the way it appears in Sefer Yehoshua, in which it says, V'chol Yisrael, Uzikinav, V'shotrim, V'shoftav, Omdim Mizeh Mizeh La'aron, Neged HaKohanim HaLevim Nosei Aron Brit Hashem. So apparently the Kohanim and the Levim were on the bottom. So, but the problem is you can't really say it means completely. Shekvar Nemar Lamala. It also says that Shevet Levi is listed among the Shisha Shvatim that run our Grizim. So if they were down on the bottom, and that doesn't make sense there. On the other end, the Efshalom and Lamala, there's no way to say that Shevet Levi were all on our Grizim, because Shekvar Nemar Lamata, it says Beferish, that they were Imaron Alokim. Okay, Tzad, how can we explain the two psukim so that there's no contradiction? Zikneiku nau leviya lamata, v'yashar lamala. So apparently only the zikenim were lamata. But the man in the street of Shevet Levi was indeed with the other shvatim on Har Grizim. Rebbe Yoshia Omer? No, I say it's a different thing. It's kol ha-ro'i l'sharet. All of the levim who were roi to be misharet in order to carry the Orin, and that was their job. So in other words, they were over 30 years old, and they were younger than 50. So they were Lamata. But everybody else that wasn't supposed to be Misharet, they were Lamala. They were up with the other Shvatim, the other five Shvatim, on our Greece. Rebbe Omer? Rebbe says, Rebbe doesn't disagree that some of the Levium were down and some of the Levium were on top. But Rebbe just wants to clarify that there really was nobody literally on top, which is the way that everybody seems to believe over here. Rebbe Omer, it's not that anybody was on the top of our Grizim and our Eva. Elu ve'elu, Yisroel and Levium were lamata in Omdim. They were not really on the mountains. They were by the bottom of the mountains. Six were next to our Grizim, six were next to our Eva. They're on the bottom part of the mountain, whereas the Levium and the Oron, they were right smack bang in the middle, but they never went up to the mountain. So when it says Har Grizim and Har Eval, all it means is Bavchu Pdehem Klapei Har Grizim. It's not that the Shvatim were on top of Har Grizim, they turned towards Har Grizim and they said the Bracha, Bavchu B'Bracha. Then they turned Klapei Har Eval and Bavchu B'Klala. Ask the Gemara, so how does Rebbe explain? So then, my Al. How does Rebbe explain Al Har Grizim? Al Har Eval. I mean, does that mean that they were literally on top of Har Grizim and Har Eval? Says the Gemara, no. According to Rebbe, you'll have to say that the word Al simply means Besamuch, nearby. Doesn't mean on top of. And we find that the word Al is used that way. Kiritanya. Vinatata Ala Marechet. Here it's talking about the Levona that was put on the Marechet of the Lechem HaPanim. So it says, put the Levona Zakar Al HaMarechet. And Rebbe says, that doesn't mean literally on top of the Marechet of the Lechem. It was on the Shulchan. But it was on the Shulchan next to the Lechem. And so we call it Al. So that means that it's only B'samuch. Al B'samuch. Now Rebbe explains himself. Ata omer al besamuch Oin el almamash. How do I know to say this? Kisho omer v'sakota al Aaron et haparochet. Let me ask you something. The parochet was essentially a mechitza that was between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadosh. So how is it possible to say on the Aaron you should put the parochet? Are they on there? Al v'samuch. Obviously al doesn't mean literally on top of. Continues the Mishnah of chup dehem klapei hargrizim upatchu bebracha. So they said, they took each one of the klolos that appears in the Torah and they made a bracha out of it. So they said, boruch ha'ish asher lo yaseh pesach masicha. Then everybody would answer, amen. And then they turned towards Harival and then they said, oruch ha'ish asher yaseh pesach masicha, which is what it says in the pasuk. Amazing interpretation of the nature of the brises with which we opened up here. We thought that it was just a question of understanding the Elon Amor B'chol Hashon and so on. And instead, this parak becomes a vast light opening up before us the nature of what our bris is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the mitzvahs and how the mitzvahs fit in. Tana Rabbana. So we're holding here on Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph, three lines up from the bottom, Masechet Sotah. So Tana Rabbana, we find by Hargrizim and Harival that we have mitzvahs to say Oror and we have mitzvahs to say Boruch. We'll see how we know Boruch because in the Torah it only says that everybody should say Oror HaIsh and so on. However, there is both a Klal and a Prat. So we have the Oror, the Boruch B'Klal, and the Boruch B'Frat because we have the general words Boruch HaShe Yakim Et Divrei HaTorah Azot and Oror HaShe Lo Yakim Et Divrei HaTorah Azot. So that's the Boruch. That's one set, and we have the same thing with the Oror B'Klal, Oror B'Frat. So that gives us four different items that we have to take into consideration for every single mitzvah, because every single mitzvah has to be included both in the Klal and in its particular Prat, because if you don't include it in the Klal, then you do not understand how this mitzvah is actually functional only as part of an entirety of our Sheyakim et Divrei HaTorah HaZot, so that it has to be part of an entire vision of reality. It cannot be taken as a particular thing to do and still retain any meaning at all. It's basically an organism with its own context, and it would be like taking out a heart and thinking that it's going to keep beating. And furthermore, each one of the mitzvahs has in it four components: lilmod, lalamed, lishmor, lasot. And these are expressed specifically in the pasuk, as Rashi says, because when it says about the mitzvahs, it says v'lamadetem. So first of all, you have to learn them. Ushmartem, lasotam. So it requires a shmira of understanding the nature of their mishnah, how they fit into each other. Asiya. Lamadatem is to learn about it, and it also says Limadatem Otamet Benechem, which is to teach. And Benechem includes not only your biological children, but others in general, anyone who wishes to learn from you. So that means we have four Chalokim, Lulmod, Lamed, Lishmar, V'la'asot in each one of these mitzvahs. And that gives us Arba. First gives us four Britot on Lilmod, four Britot on Lamed, which is Arba V'Arba. And then we've got Shemona, plus the other Shemona of the four and four on Lishmar V'la'asot. This is how Rashi learns. So that is a total of 16. So Reshesh Yisrei. Then besides that, you have to multiply the number of the 16 by the three different times in which Klal Yisrael was Nichlas Librit. Because you also have Sinai, and you also have Arvot Moav, because Moshe Rabbeinu says in Arvot Moav, Ela divrei habrit asher tziva Hashem et Moshe, lichrot et bnei Yisrael beretz Moav, milvad habrit asher karati tam b'chorev. So that means that Sefer Devarim and the Brit in Chorev, which some learn as a specific reference as well to the mitzvahs in Ki Tavo, where it said Oror HaIsh, Boruch HaIsh, but it's not necessary to say that. And that is three separate Britot. Sinai, Hargrizim, and Harival itself, and then Marvot Moav, including the Tzivo in Hargrizim and Harival. That's three times. 16, Nimtzar, Ba'im, V'Shmona, Britot, Al Kol, Mitzvah, U'Mitzvah.
Rabbi Shimon says, I agree with your number. It's 48 britot, 3 times 16. But there were 3 britot, but they were not the 3 britot that you're describing, but rather motzi argrizim arival. Argrizim and arival were very specific. They only included the various things that were mentioned there, beprat. And therefore you have to include instead the Ol Moed shebemidbar, so all of the limudim that were the Ol Moed, which became the Brit of Bechukotai, all those things are a special Brit. This is basically a reflection of the very fundamental Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva about the interrelationship of Har Sinai and the Ol Moed. Because essentially the Ol Moed is a recreation of Har Sinai, as the Midrashim and as Chazal point out. And so the Limud in the Ol Moed is brought down the Shechina, which spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's the same call, it's the call called Misinai, and the same call was Medaber Elav from the Ol Moed. So what's the difference between the mitzvahs that were taught to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Ol Moed and the mitzvahs that were given in Har Sinai? So Rabbi Shmuel says that in Har Sinai we only had the structure of all of the mitzvahs in the klolut. So each mitzvah was given as a klal, it was like a sefer mitzvahs. That was Zemer B'Sinai. And according to the Yerushalmi, that was written on the Luchas itself, between the lines. The way the Yerushalmi puts it, was essentially multiplexed on the Luchas. So you have the same dinim, but in detail, b'pratut ba'omayetz. You learned all of the separate halachas, which is nogei every single mitzvah, in great details. You're not only the Mishnah, you are already the Gemara, and la halacha l'maisa, and so on. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Even on Har Sinai, you had all of the Kolam, the Pratim, and Kol Mashi, Talmud, Vatikatita, Chadesh, you had the Mechilta, you had the Rambam, you had the Mishnah Brura, everything was said B'Sinai. V'nishnu b'Omoyed, it was repeated again as a whole in the Omoyed, which means that it became a separate breed, v'nishtal shuba arvot Moav, and became there yet another breed. So each one of these breedot added a completely different perspective to Klal Yisrael. When it's coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Har Sinai, you see it from the point of view of Amida Bifnei Har Sinai, where it's outside of the world. When you get to the Ayal Moed, you see it in terms of a lifetime of being Tereach, to understand each detail and to work out how it's shayach to your life. And when you see it as you're standing at the entry into Eretz Yisrael, where you've already conquered Sichon V'og, you see it as part of the vision of Klal Yisrael's place in history, and now Klal Ma'aseh V'Gidliamo, and this gives you totally different perspectives. So you need to multiply the 48 different britot that you accepted on each one of the mitzvahs, in terms of the klal and the prat of the mitzvah, and in terms of the elements of limud and lishmor and lasis and the lelamed, all of those things are now themselves taking on different points of view and perspectives, gives you now 48 different ways, 3 times that 16, and ein lecha kol davar mitzvah mitzvah shebatoch shektuva b'torah shelo nitratu aleha 48 britot. And therefore each thing has 48 different elements that needs to be a commitment of your life. That's nothing. That's 48 times 613 mitzvahs, but it goes beyond that. Because Bishum Rabbi Shimon, he said, Ein lecha mitzvah mitzvah shekdova Torah, shalom nichratu aleha vizar b'yimishmona britot, that you pointed out, but you have to multiply because of the fact that there was a Kabbalah of Arvut in the end. So now it's all one thing, and each one of these britot now requires the getter of Arvut on what it's mechayev. Even though Arvut was not yet the complete Kabbalah at the time, it doesn't matter. Because now you're Makabo, everyone's Arvut for each one of those britot. and therefore you have to multiply it by the total number of Bnei Yisrael who entered into that final brit, which is 600,000, 3,000, 550,000, and that gives you 16,758,855,200 separate britot. Omar Rebbe, now wait a minute, that's just the beginning. Because the Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Shekvar HaKadosh Omer Shom Rabbi Shimon, the correct way of looking at it is that in the Chol Mitzvah Mitzvah Shabbatorah Shon Nichud Valer Arbayim Mishmona Britot Shoshesh Meod Elav Shlosh Elafim V'Chamesh Meod V'Chamishim, which means that for each individual of Klal Yisrael you also have to multiply it by Shesh Meod Elav Shlosh Elafim V'Chamesh Meod V'Chamishim. Why? My Binayu Omer Mesharshim, because according to Rebbe you forgot about the arvut, which is the responsibility that each person has for the fact that each other person accepted responsibility for every other person. So therefore you have arvus, and arvus, the arvus, ikebinayu. So that gives you now 718 trillion, and so on, mitzvahs, or more. Now my computer here ran out of space and started giving me natural logarithms. So basically, each and every element of your life has to take into consideration these trillions of detailed perspectives in which the mitzvah itself becomes entirely part of a klal of your own life, beginning to end in every other mitzvah that you've ever done, in terms of how you look at it as part of a structure, which is a shmira, as how much you study and care about it, which part of the limud, of how able you are to give it over to anybody who cares to learn or could know to learn, which is the lamed, and the asiya, of course, which is what everybody thinks it's all about, and which obviously is not all of it. What it's all about is a tiny part, and not just a tiny part, but a part that is meaningless without the other parts. That's the pella. So that the asiya, if it's not a chelik of the bris, which is mekabel on itself, also the elements of the seeing itself within the context of klal and prat of kol haTorah kula, and halachas kama v'kama, is seeing itself, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, as part of how it is that klal Yisrael as a whole functions in these shirashim over the course of history, so that each and every person has to have a theory of mind of every other individual to understand what an amazing joy it is for you to see, as Rabbeinu Bachya points out, the joy in another person doing mitzvah, such that anyone that you pass by in the streets who you see is involved in the asiyah of mitzvahs correctly and is wearing his tefillin or showing his tzitzit or is being Isaac in tefillah or doing a mice of chesed, or a person is Isaac in Binyan HaElam with a clarity and with a shlemus on his face of being a Ben Yisrael, or he's writing your tefillin, or whatever it is that he's doing. The amazing pella is that each person takes unbelievable joy in Yismach Tzadik when he sees the Toiv of a mitzvah, because that becomes to him the capability of his mitzvahs. And then, halachas v'kama v'kama aliba Rebbe's understanding in Rebbe Shimon, in which I recognize to such an extent how his mind works that I understand what it means to accept responsibility for his own ability to open his mind to be that type of person that can be sensitive to every other detailed expression of the meaning of that mitzvah in Klal Yisrael. Such a thing is mind-boggling. So it makes us what, throw up our hands? No, because remember, the amazing thing is that today people are aware enough to recognize that despite the fact that there are billions of people on earth, every little child recognizes that despite the fact that those billions of individuals, each one of them every single day, is utilizing 10 plastic bottles in different ways, and each one of them now takes responsibility on the collection of the garbage and the care and the recycling on each every one of the others, so that ultimately you have little children walking around caring about taking their own bottle and going out of their way instead of throwing it out to move to a place where it's recycled and to put it in, and when they watch the recycling truck come, to clap and to feel that they were themselves mishtatef in what it means to be a human being who cares for the earth upon which he works. You'd think, how could somebody care about one bottle out of the trillions and trillions that are involved every year? And you see, it's mamish, the easiest thing. And that kind of care changes your total appreciation of who you are, of where you are, of your concern for every other human being and what that other human being does. That it's literally becoming something that is graspable to Tinoko Chobet Rabban. Oilam Labriyas, that will be Isaac and mitzvahs and give their life to mitzvahs and be involved in being so detailed in their asiyah of the mitzvahs when that mitzvah has no context of the Orer and the Boruch Bichlal, and he doesn't see how that fits into the Prat, and he may be a tremendous Talmud Chacham who lacks an understanding of what is the vision of Kol HaTorah Kula. All of that learning, all of that asiyah, as the Rambam points out from the Gemara of Rav Chanan ibn Tradion in Makkos, when he brings it as a riot, the Rotzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas is Yisrael. All of that asiyah can mean absolutely nothing. Or as he paskens in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Shvi'i, you think you're doing mitzvahs, you're going to get Olam Haba out of doing mitzvahs that are not part of Bris? They can be not part of Bris because you just miss out on the Shmira. You don't care about the mitzvah in terms of its structure in Mishnah. Or you can lose out on the bris because you refuse to accept the arvas. Or you can lose out because you refuse to accept. And accept means to be aware of in your asiyah that that's what you entered into. Of arvas to arvas. So it's possible to lead an entire life of asiyah where there's no luma lelamed lishmar. And then it ends up that that life wasn't zeche yet for itself. And this is the nature of bris, of the interrelatedness that we have, even to the extent of developing a sufficiently broad awareness to give us a theory of mind of every other member of Klal Yisrael. How many people have that sense for the ones closest to them, even for their own wives, to think of a theory of mind? To be able to be Bekalba Arvas is not enough to sit there and to know that they're going to do something. It's that you recognize how your Maisa is Koveya, everybody else's Maisa. Of how that little detail of that one bottle that 2-year-old threw out, of how that impacts the world as a whole and how others will learn from it, and how that person now begins to see how it is that other people become part of his world and are influenced by what it is that his world is. This is an immensely, immensely sophisticated and yet a profoundly reachable and actually experiential different level of living, which gives us the total meaning of the nature of bris, of the interrelatedness, of the way in which we're being bina, the ilam, this brocha and the klala that we bring with every single bottle thrown out, so to speak, and with every single mitzvah done within that context of a binyan ha'ilam, which we can see. We wonder, so why is it that everything that we do doesn't make any difference? Because it isn't within this context of making the difference. And all it requires is this acceptance and this Knesa Labrit.
Derish Rav Yudah ben Nachmeni Miturgamanit Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Miturgaman of Rav Shimon ben Lakish said over that called Parashah Kula, he learns that all of the Arurim and Agrizim and Areval are not really references to what they seem to be. They are all hidden references to a no'ef and a no'efet. There are hidden reference to sleeping with an eshet ish. And, for instance, it says, Arur ha'ish, asher yaseh pesel masecha. I ask you, do you think that it's sufficient to say, Arur ha'ish, for such a thing? What? Arur sagile, the man is a kofra b'ikar, even of a desara, makes a pesel masecha, and we're going to say, oh boy, a curse on your head. I mean, it's obviously he's chayev in the worst possible onshim, not stam a curse upon your head. So it can't be that that's the reference. Because Orur is mashma stam b'olam hazeh. Ela zeh ba'al ha'erva. It's talking about over here the responsibility for the ripple effect of one's actions. Somebody sleeps with an erva.
Well, he'd been, and now he has a Mamzer. So, of course, they try to hide the Mamzer. So they send the Mamzer to an orphanage. The orphanage raises him as a goy. So Halid ben v'alach l'bein avdei kochavim. And he lives with a goy, the avad avadat kochavim. And he spends his whole life going to church. He doesn't even know who he is. Who's responsible for that? Arurim aviv imo shel zeh. Shikach gor mulo. These no goodniks. This is what they did to their child because of their taiva. That's what they are all referring to. So even though they seem to be saying things that are completely not nogea, so as Rashi points out, there are things that are beferish, erva oriented. Okay, now those things could be erva. So maybe to have two arurim. And why does it say shochevin kol beima? It's a reference to an eshes ish. We already said or maasim or maase beima. So korban is a maase beima. So sleeping with a behemoth means sleeping with an eshes ish. Makle aviv imo is someone who is mezalzel and his parents, and people will be saying, look at this disgusting person, that this is the kind of thing that he does. Imagine how he must have been raised. And mashgei ver baderach is somebody who seduces a married woman because she's not as aware of the problems as he is and such things. This is all Rashi gives these shotim. Masig v'reyehu is obviously, he went ahead and he took away his friend's house, sleeping with his wife. Arur makereyehu b'seser. So over there, he hits his friend's wife in his private parts. Away as a sota, she'll die. And lokeach shochad. Lokeach shochad, he's going to hire somebody to check out how it get all of this eshes ish. Basically, Rashi figures out everyone except for Matemishbat Ger Yatom. That one I can't figure out. But, okay. Basically, here we have a pshat that it's not really a reference to all of the Targ Mitzvahs. And it's not an inyan of Dovra Yotzim and Achlal. It's strengthening tremendously the inyan of Sota itself. That the main thing focused around the issue of Eshet Ish, which is our sugya, of course, here in Sota. Tana Rabbana, continuing now the story of our Grizim and our Eval, where in Re'e it says, V'natatata b'racha al har Grizim, v'taklala al har Eval. So, Matam Mudama, what do you think that means? If you think that it means that what? L'lameh sh'tei b'racha al har Grizim klala al har Eval. I mean, whatever that means, it's not true, because Re'e Kvar Nehmar in Kitavo it says, Ela yamdu l'varechet ha'am al ha'grizim ve'ela yamdu al ha'klala b'har eval. So we're talking about over here not bracha u'klala, but rather we're talking about something that has to do with the mitzvah of the mevorchim. So maybe it means you'll say lagdim bracha l'klala. It's coming to teach that first say the bracha, then say a klala. You might think that you should finish all of the brachot and then go back and say the klalot. Each bracha is kodemes to each klalot. But in klalot brachot kodemes to klalot. Furthermore, it's lakish bracha leklala. Why do we say it? Abracha v'taklala. L'malacha ma klalot b'leviim, av bracha b'leviim. Ma klalot b'koram, av bracha b'koram. Maklala b'lashon hakodesh, av bracha b'lashon hakodesh. Maklala b'chlal uprat, as we learned, av bracha b'chlal uprat. Maklala elav elu anim amein, av bracha elav elu anim amein. So Tanu Rabbana, actually baruch b'chlal, baruch b'frat. All of the brachas that were said at Har Grizim were said first as a klal and then as a prat. So in other words, they said, Baruch Asher Yakim et Divrei HaTorah Azot, which is a general klal. And then they said the pratim of each one of the things that were there. So each one was mentioned separately. Baruch Asher Lo Yaseh Pesel Masicha. That's the prat. And this went on with all of the brachas. Orur Bechlal, Orur Befrat. And the same thing was said. Orur Asher Lo Yakim et Divrei HaTorah.
and then they said each one of the Arurim separately. Now, besides that, you have to realize that all of the mitzvahs in the Torah were given in four different ways. Lilmod, lelamed, lishmor, velasot, correct? Because, I mean, on all of the mitzvahs, it says, v'limadetem otam, u'shmartem la'asotam. So that's limud, shmira, asiya. Then it says, v'limadetem otam et b'nechem. So that's lelamed. So you have lilmod, lelamed, lishmor, la'asot. Those are four different things, okay? So that means that you have a Baruch Bechlau, Baruch Befrat, Oru Bechlau, and Oru Befrat on each one of these details. Also said over on each one of the Lilma, the Lamed, Lishma, Velasa. Right? So that means Arekan, Arba. So now, what do you have? You have Arba, you have four mitzvahs that are actually said on each one of the mitzvot, which means the britot were also four separate issues, the klal and the prat, bracha and klala. Each one of them had to have been said, however, not only on each mitzvah, but also you need, so you first start off with arba, okay? That gives you for each mitzvah, straight off the bat, arba, four britot. Then you have arba, you also have four chalokim of each one. That's the lilma de lamed, okay? So that means, straight off the bat, you now get eight. Then you have also the shemone. You have now four and four, because you have the lilmod ulalamed. Then you have another shemone, because you have the brocha b'chlal, brocha v'prat, or b'chlal, or v'prat, times the lishmar v'lasot, not only the lilmod ulalamed. So you now have eight on one hand, lilmod elalame times four, and eight lishmar melasot times four. So that means you have altogether 16. And now you have sheshesrei. So put together the four on each one of the four, lilmod elalame lishmar melasot. Each one of them is bracha v'klala b'frata b'chlal. That gives you 16. And this is only on the mitzvahs of our Grizim and our Eval. Now, the thing is that, of course, the mitzvahs were said not only on our Grizim and our Eval, because you also had the mitzvahs that were said B'Sinai. And you also had the mitzvahs that were said by Moshe Rabbeinu before they came into Eretz Yisrael by Avot Moab and Sefer Devarim. So he said over also the brachos for Klalot in Ki Tavo and so on. So if that's the case, you have to multiply the 16 by 3. You multiply the 16 by 3, you end up with 48. Sh'emar ela divrei abrit, asher tziva Hashem et Moshe milvad abrit asher karati ba b'chorev. So that means there was obviously another brit. That means this brit is the same way as that brit was. Rashi takes out the word shmartem and divrei abrit because that's what we're talking about. We don't need a pasuk. It could be we're going to bring a pasuk to show just that this is brit itself. So nimtzar ba'im shmona britot akom mitzvah mitzvah. So this means you have a bracha b'chlal, bracha b'frat, or a b'chlal, or a b'frat, lilmod elalamed, lishmar v'la'aseis on each one of the things that are mentioned, each one of the mitzvahs. So that means you have now 16 times 3 gives you 48. Nimtza arba'im u'shmona britot akol mitzvah mitzvah. So now you have 48 separate britot in the Torah for each one. That's 3 times the 16. Even though it doesn't say all of the mitzvahs there, it only mentions a few of them. But we understand that since it said, I mean, the most you could say is it's a dovar yotzei min haklal. Fine, it's a dovar yotzei min haklal. So since this was the brit Ashakarat, it was a dichrat on all of the mitzvahs. So this means that every single mitzvah has 48 separate britot. Rabbi Shimon said, no, that's not, you don't have it exactly right. Motzi argizim areval. He said, take away out of this the Hargrizim and Areva, because it doesn't say there that all of the mitzvahs were covered. But you do have a different bris. What's that? Machnis or Omoid Shebamidbar. Because after the Omoid was built, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and gave over the details of every mitzvah to Moshe Rabbeinu, so that itself is a chazora on Kol HaTorah Kula, and that was also done with a bris, with an Or and a Boruch, and a Lilmud, and a Lamed, Ishma, and Asa, a Kalal, and a Prat. So it's all there. So Avon Bachlokis Tanakam Rabbi Shimon, if we should include the britot of the mitzvahs that were said in the Olamoy. What's that Bachlokis dependent on? That is the famous Machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. The Plukta Da'ani Tanoi. The Tani Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Klolot Namru B'Sinai. Uprotot Ba'olamo'ed. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, the truth is that on Har Sinai, we did not get all of the details of the mitzvahs. The framework for the mitzvahs, the klolam of the mitzvahs was given on Har Sinai, and the details were given in the Olamoy. So even though we have, let's say, a mitzvah to bring a korban, that's mentioned on Har Sinai, but all of the dinim of the korbanos and the different domim that you bring, that we only find in Sefer Vayikra, which was said by Olamoy, Vayikra Hashem Moshe Olamoy. So therefore, we separate them. As Rabbi Akiva says, no, Klolot uPratot were both said on Sinai. Vinishnu, and then they were reviewed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'omoid, and then they were yet reviewed a third time. Vinishtashalu Barvot Moav. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yishmael, the Torah was never repeated in the Bo'omoid. It's just that we filled in the details that weren't said on Sinai. So you can't call that a separate Kritat Brit. That's part of the Kritat Brit of Har Sinai itself. Whereas Rabbi Shimon, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, that the entire Torah was given in Sinai, and then was given again in the Yoel Moed, and therefore he gets once again the Kalal and the Prat, and the separate Britot in the Yoel Moed. The Ein Lecha, Kol Dvar Mitzvah Mitzvah Shektuvah B'Torah, Shelo Nichvatu Alah 48 Britot. So it works out, however it is that you do it, either by including Hargrizim and Areva, or by including Olam Moed, like Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shimon, that you get 48 separate britot with all of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar hako, Amar mishum Rabbi Shimon, Ein lecha mitzvah mitzvah shekhtuvah v'atorah, shelo nichretu 48 britot times 600,300 and 550, which were the number of Bnei Yisrael, and all of Bnei Yisrael were makabel these britot as the kiyum of the Torah. So besides the 48 britot on each one of the mitzvahs, there were 48 britot with each member of Klal Yisrael. So you have to now multiply the 48 of the Taryag times 600 and for 3550, which was the number of the Pekudim that we find in the Midbar. That's quite a lot of Britot. So, and according to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, if we do that, if we multiply the Tayag Mitzvahs times 48 times the number of people, we come out with 17,758,855,200 britot. There it is for you. And that's a pretty heavy duty brit for Kabbalat HaTorah. Omar Rebbe, no. That's not enough. Ladivi Rebbe Shimon ben Yudi Ishkvar HaKushom Rebbe Shimon. If he's learning that there is a separate getter of a brit with each member of Yisrael, so then you have to say it like this. So that's 613 times 48, which is multiplied by the number of people in Yisrael, which is 6,3,550. But each one of those, Nimtzel Kolecha Beyachad Beyisrael, Sheish Me'at Elav Shosh Elav Chamesh Me'at V'Chamishim. There's also another 600,000, 335, 50 britot that each person has for taking care of the other people. Because there was a bris of responsibility for every other person. So if I am responsible for another 600,000, 3,000, etc. people, then that's a separate brit also that I'm responsible for. So then that means you have to multiply it times another times the population. Omer Mesharsha, might be now what's the community between Reb Shimon ben Yehuda's approach, Reb Shimon and Rebbe's. The nafkamina is for Besharsha Arva the Arva the Arva. It's that over here we have all of the britot everybody's responsible for, but there's also responsibility for the fact that everybody else is responsible for everybody else. So if a guy is not doing what he has to do in helping other people do his brit, that's my responsibility too. And that's what Ikabinayu. So according to this, Rebbe holds there's also an Arvus in the Arvus, which sort of ups the ante a little bit, to say the least. I mean, here we're already getting into Google numbers. You know, I mean, according to Rebbe, we're talking about... I don't remember how we refer to that level of number. But, I mean, we've got over here, according to Rebbe, an extra six digits here.
Here's the Gemara's